At the Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest in northern New Hampshire, the pandemic broke a decades-long streak of field research. Now, scientists there are adapting with new technology and remotely recording the sounds of the forest. They hope it'll transform their long record of a changing world, a record that once helped inspire the Clean Air Act. As part of NHPR's climate change project By Degrees, reporter Annie Ropeek went to the forest to learn more.
Dartmouth biologist Matt Ayers stands out in camo and cargo pants against the bright yellow of the woods in late fall. He's got binoculars around his neck, and he's loading gear from his truck into a backpack.
So we've got batteries, a drill, microphones, GPS.
Ayers' specialty is caterpillars, but today he's bringing me along on a bird monitoring mission in this 12-square-mile research forest on the southeast slopes of Mount Moosilauk. It's where scientists first discovered acid rain, which Ayers says has transformed environmental protection in America.
So when they started collecting those water samples and analyzing the chemistry, they didn't know that that would inspire the Clean Air Act of 1967. And they didn't know that those same samples now show that the Clean Air Act has been one of the best examples of environmental stewardship ever.
Over the years, research here has created a remarkably useful record of a single changing forest. But until recently, Ayers says, it's been missing one crucial feature of the landscape.
No one knows what it sounded like in the Hubbard Brook Forest, even 5 years ago. Sounds leave no fossils, no isotopic signatures. For the most part, they're here 1 millisecond and gone the next.
Sound can be a key measure of an ecosystem's health, revealing the behavior of, say, migratory songbirds and how they're reacting to changing weather patterns. Ayers shows me a strip of forest where scientists have surveyed those birds every summer for 51 years and recently began taking audio samples.
It's globally extraordinary data, but there will always be an asterisk on 2020.
The COVID-19 pandemic made it impossible for field biologists to live together at Hubbard Brook during survey season. So Ayers says they had to find new ways to fill in the gaps. They turned to their sound recorders and set them up in this part of the woods to run on their own.
Up this ridge and off in both directions from us is a network of 30 passive acoustic recorders that all turn themselves on at the same time in the morning, record for 3 hours, turn themselves off, come back for another hour in the evening. And it's amazing. There's a symphony.
The success of remote recording last summer gave them the idea to do it again during mud season, when the roads and trails of the forest are all but impassable and the migratory birds are just starting to come back from the tropics to breed in New Hampshire. So today, Ayers is programming these recorders to turn on by themselves in the spring, weeks before a human can check on them. He guides me off the road and into the woods.
So it's this way, less than 100 meters.
Ayers follows his compass and GPS through the brush down a steep slope to the edge of the brook. Strapped to a tree is a metal equipment box. He opens it up and starts loading it with big new batteries, a fresh sound card, and a tiny microphone. This system and all the others like it in this valley will start recording at 5 a.m. on April 15th.
I've done things like this before, long-term monitoring, where I'm orienteering around to put sensors in, but they were temperature recorders, mainly. Some other things, but nothing that produces the volumes of data that a sound recorder does.
Ayers says a major goal this year is to record the birds' spring return from the tropics for the first time. Spring is coming earlier in New Hampshire due to climate change, and how these migratory birds react is a case study for how that shift affects the whole ecosystem.
We've never been more interested in the timing of events than we are now, because that's one of the most dramatic and evident changes associated with climate warming.
Scientists can already learn a lot about that from their sound recordings, and with artificial intelligence, they're getting better at picking apart the songbird chorus, isolating the calls of species like the black-throated blue warbler, a focus of the annual survey. Ayers says there's no telling how these recordings might benefit future scientists. The same way they're still learning from the early acid rain samples that made Hubbard Brook famous.
It's inspiring to all the researchers that work on this, knowing that you're contributing to this data stream, which is going to have value that goes beyond what we can imagine now. Being able to go back and reanalyze those samples of bottled water from the Hubbard Brook and validate that the Clean Air Act worked. How powerful is that?
As the world works on other tools to address climate change, Ayers says Hubbard Brook hopes to continue to be useful in ways scientists may not have even considered yet. Annie Ropeek, NHPR News.